Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It's been reported by the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the Raiders are looking to trade Derek Carr anywhere that they can get two first-round picks from. And then they want to use...
Is he worth two first-round picks?
Well, we'll get into that. Let me just explain the whole thing. They'll use the two first-round picks to match with other picks. And, you know, maybe a player. And they really want to get four first-round picks that they can send to the Texans for Deshaun Watson. Now, here's what I agree with you. Who in the world is giving two first-round picks for Derek Carr? Derek Carr wasn't even a first-round pick.
I could see the Raiders sending him plus two first-round picks to get somebody. That's the only way I can see Derek Carr being involved with two first-round picks.
Right. He's a good player. He's a, you know, above-average quarterback. I'm sorry, Rob G. I know he's your man, and I like him as a guy. He seems like a great guy. But really? Two first-round picks? Hello? Is this thing on?
Hey, I don't get it.
I'm sorry. What? But here's the other part, Rob. So... Adam Schefter, who obviously does a great job covering the NFL, he was on radio in Philly today, and he said that Carson Wentz still wants out of Philly. And if the Eagles can get a good package for him where they get fair value or close, probably need at least fair value because all that money they're going to be hit with, you know, and dead money if they trade him. If I'm a team out there, and I'm going to throw out one team, Indianapolis. Good, got a nice team, the right quarterback. Now, look, obviously Kansas City's going to be the favorite for a long time, but they're not going to win it every year. So, you know, with the right quarterback, Indianapolis might be able to sneak in there and get one. If I'm Indianapolis, Rob, and I got Frank Reich as my coach, who worked well with Carson Wentz in Philadelphia when Wentz was on pace to win MVP, I would rather have Carson Wentz than Derek Carr. And I'm going to throw the money at you because I know a lot of people, well, the money. Derek Carr has 2 years left on his deal at $19.5 million each. Now, it is true that you can cut him at any time and get out of the contract because he's already been paid all his bonus money.
Also, he's on what you call money, huh? Non-guaranteed money.
Right, right. And so, and now Wentz obviously got a lot of money left, 3 years, but it's, you know, $21 million each because of all the bonus money he got up front. So here's why I would rather have Wentz. One, I think his ceiling is much higher. I think we know what Derek Carr is. He's a good quarterback. He's had one winning season in his 7 years in the league. All right. Now, it's either Carr or John Gruden. One of them ain't good enough.
And well, we know it might be both.
It could be both. You know? But I think if Wright can get Wentz right, and I think Wentz was good last year. Wasn't just the 1 year. He wasn't great last year, but he was good. And if Wright can get him right, he's in a new environment where they believe in him. He doesn't have to look over his shoulder at either the Super Bowl champion backup, Nick Foles, or at the guy they just drafted, Jalen Hurts. I think he could be rejuvenated, and he could be your guy going forward for the next 8 to 10 years. I don't see that happening with Derek Carr. So that's, Rob, why I would go with Carson Wentz. If I'm Indy, I'd rather go after him.
Well, I think we both agree that Wentz's ceiling and just getting fixed or with the right, you know, coach or coordinator or whatever can get him righted. Like it's not like he's never performed. It would be different if you're year four or five, Chris, and you're like, well, is he ever going to snap out of it or ever be good? Right. He was good. He was really good. And I think that still, you got to feel like that was there, that's inside him. There's some things going on that maybe got him out of kilter and just the way things were being run and all that other stuff. And he's the guy, and I would take a chance on him. I would like to see him for 2 or 3 years before I could say definitively he can't do it anymore. I just right. think that the sky's the limit for him when things are – in better shape, and I think when he's in a right frame of mind. You know, like, even Jared Goff, I saw the quote about going to Detroit, Chris, and he's saying, you know, I'm just happy to go.
He's talking about Detroit like he's going to Kansas City.
But you know why? Because it's going to feel like that to him because he was with a coach that didn't appreciate him or didn't really.
Right,
you know,
right.
You could be there and go to the Super Bowl or whatever, but if the coach doesn't really endorse you or everything's right. a question mark with you, it's hard to get up for that.
Play,
you know what I mean?
It's hard to play looking over
it is. It's just hard to play. I don't care how talented you are. You say, don't let that bother you and all that. No, there's a degree of that. You want to be comfortable and say, I'm just out here to play, and every time I throw an interception or a bad pass, I don't have to worry about somebody warming up on the sidelines.
Right, right. And look, it's a risk going for Wentz. I'm not going to sit here and act like he's a sure thing. Like, you know, it's almost like the equivalent of getting Deshaun Watson. It is not. He might be broken. He might be irreparable.
But I want to make sure he's broken, though. I'd right. rather take a chance. I know
yeah,
where Derek Carr is.
I could
Carr
play
is.
It safe and get Derek Carr. Yeah, I just think, yeah, he's not taking me to the promised land. He's just not. And Wentz may, or he may be a bust. It'd be an expensive, you know, risk if it doesn't pan out. But I agree with you in that I would take that chance. Now, I don't think I need to see him for 2 years. If he goes to Indy next year, so let's say they trade for him, and he's bad next year or, you know, mediocre,
I
think that's enough. Like, and they probably couldn't get rid of him. You'd just be stuck with him for the next 2 years. But, you know, I'd be like, okay, he's something happy. He just doesn't have it anymore.
And we mentioned Jared Goff. Remember, Chris? We watched him the first year with Steve Fisher. Awful. I thought he couldn't play. I thought he was a total bust. Do you remember his first year?
Jeff Fisher, yep. Yep.
Jeff Fisher. What did I say?
And
Steve Fisher?
We've said that about a lot of coaches with or players with Jeff Fisher.
With Jeff Fisher. But I remember that, and then all of a sudden he had a turnaround. And I was like, wait a minute, where was that? You know what I mean? Like
So
working with the right people and the right circumstance and setting up players to succeed and having them do what they do and be successful, those things are important.
No question.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
All right, Rob, let's take a break, though, from the NFL. Big game last night.
I thought it was the best game NBA of the year, Chris. You've watched more NBA games than me. I've watched a number of them. That was one that I wanted to watch. Clippers were playing well. Brooklyn, other than that blown game in Washington that won 4 or 5 in a row. So I thought I was really ready for that game, and it lived up to it.
It was a great game. And I got to be honest, you're right, I'm watching a lot of games. I can't think of one off the top of my head. Obviously, Lakers have had some really good games. But there's some good games out there. If I remember correctly, Boston, they had some decent games. But Brooklyn, I have totally forgotten about how James Harden left Houston. I mean, I didn't like what he did. But as soon as he got to Brooklyn and started playing, I was like,
fat,
you know,
no more.
Right. I don't care. The dude is balling. And they are so fun to watch. So fun to watch. Rob, offensively, they can get, and this is not hyperbole. This is not an exaggeration. They can get an open shot every single time down the floor. Every
You've
single
never
time
seen that in the NBA, have you? I mean,
I can't think of
seriously.
It. No.
I've never seen a trio. Last night, the Nets scored 124 points, and their three had 90. Chris had 90.
That's an average of 30. You're right. Like, offensively, and I'll give you their numbers, Kyrie led the way. He was fantastic as he has
What did he
been
have, 37
all year
or?
When he's played. He had 39, shot 15 to 23, which is great.
Phenomenal, Chris. Yep. Phenomenal.
39 points. Durant had 28, 9 boards, 11 for 13, Durant.
What? He missed two shots?
11 for 13. And here's Harden. 23 points, 14 dimes, 11 rebounds on 15 shots, 7 for 15.
So he didn't need a million shots, and
no,
he can
and he
play
hasn't
within.
He hasn't been shooting a lot since he's been there.
No. And you know what, Chris? Sometimes you don't know. Like, you play a certain way, and you think you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Now he's in with a different group, and now he's the point guard, and it makes sense that Kyrie's the two guard, right,
right.
Chris?
Absolutely.
And it all fits. He's not trying to take more shots than the other guys. He doesn't care. 23, a triple-double with those numbers last night against a good team in the Clippers. That was a good win for Brooklyn.
Excellent win, because they were coming off the bad loss to Washington.
They choked
where they
down
basically
the stretch.
They gave it away at the end of the game. Their defense was once again atrocious. And then last night's defense, it was a defensive rating of 120, which, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, that would be the worst in a game in NBA history. Is that true?
No, it would be the worst in the NBA if it was over a season. Because right now they have the worst in history at 119.9.
But wasn't the game something like maybe the worst this year or something like that? 120?
No, it's just if that was their rating for a whole season, it would be the worst in history.
Well, you can always pick something like that out. But anyway, I thought, I mean, again, they weren't, you know, tremendous defensively, obviously. But for them, holding the Clippers to 120 was good. And they got the stops when they needed them. What I liked, Rob, is I saw Kyrie, Harden, and Durant getting after it defensively. Now, I'm not going to say they were Kawhi Leonard or Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen in their primes or anything like that, but they were in their defensive stance. They were moving as well as they could laterally. They got after it, and that's all you want. So they made it tough on the opponent. That's it. You can't do more than that. And they did that. If they do that, Rob, I think they'll be able to overcome. Now, I'm going to throw this stat at you, and then I want your response. In this century, which sounds like, oh, my gosh, in this century, it's 20 years, of course. No team has won an NBA championship while being – only one team, let me put it this way. Only one team that has ranked defensively lower than 11th has won an NBA title, and that team was the 2001 – Lakers with Shaq and Kobe, and they were ranked 22nd defensively. Now, I'm not picking Brooklyn to win it all. I'm picking them to get to the finals and lose to the Lakers. Are you of them, let's say they're 25th defensively, which may be generous or it may be right on the money. I don't know. But say they're 25th. Do you think they could break that mold and win the championship?
100%, because I doubt, Chris, there was any squad in the squad you're mentioning that had three prolific scorers or guys who can score at this rate. And I think that's what is the monkey wrench in breaking the mold there. You know what I mean? Where it won't, you just said it. They can get open shots at any time on the floor, Chris. That doesn't happen in the NBA.
And they can make them. It's not just getting them because obviously their three superstars can make any shot. Joe Harris is a great shooter.
He is.
And then if you got Jeff Green or DeAndre Jordan, who'll be closer to the basket, or, you know, Timothy Luwawu, Cabaret, although he missed that layup against Washington. But, they got guys that can fill it up if they're open.
No,
so I'm with you, and look, again, I'm not picking them to win it, but I will say this. If they get to the finals, then that means they're playing well. And if they're playing well, you can't put anything past them. Whether you think the Lakers will beat them or if it's the Clippers or whatever, you won't be able to put anything past them because, that means they're playing well and all that. And offense, Rob, is not the problem at all. And I thought that would be a challenge. I thought it would be a chemistry issue trying to figure out.
I heard a lot of people on Twitter and all that. Oh, there's only one basketball. This won't work because there's only one ball. James Harden is a ball hog, and Kyrie is this, and he's not going to mesh, and he's got issues and all this other stuff. And right now, I'm just talking about right now, what we've seen in a big-time matchup, in a big-time game where they fell behind, Chris, easily could have lost, right?
Right.
Because defensively, when you fall behind 10, 11 points, and you got to be able to get back into it, and then they were down in the fourth quarter again. They climbed back, fell behind again, and were able to win that game. And the Clippers kept coming.
Yeah, and offensively, I thought, you'll remember this when they got together. I said, look, ideally, it should be Harden at the point, Kyrie at the two, and then Durant doing his thing at the three or the four. And that's kind of how they've settled in. Now, occasionally Kyrie will have the ball in his hands, which is fine. He should. But Harden seems to kind of be settling in as that main point guard and distributor. And he's doing this thing. I'm going to throw this at you, Rod, because a friend of mine hit me with this. And he's not the first one. You've heard it before, too. Let's say, hypothetically, Brooklyn does win it. We know that all of us have said, virtually everybody has said, Durant needs to go to Brooklyn so he can win it with his own team. He can lead a team to the championship. Because as great as he was in Golden State, we know that team was just stacked. And they won it, before he even got there. So a lot of people want to see, get the asterisks off, the mental asterisks, and can he lead his own team to the championship? Now, some people are saying, well, heck, this is Golden State all over again. This is Golden State the remix. Look, he's got Harden, he's got Kyrie himself. They should win it. And if he wins it, it won't erase that notion or from his legacy. What's your thought on that?
No, I think it would enhance his legacy that he was able to go somewhere else, go to an organization that never won anything, Chris. And I get it. And don't forget, the one difference here is that it went to a team that didn't have any real, any stars. And then those guys came.
Well, Kyrie was there.
No. But I'm saying they came together. I'm saying
Kyrie played last year, but
they came together.
Right.
And the other part is, to get James Harden, they had to give up players. It wasn't. You know what I mean? They had to actually give up good players to get them. So it's a little different from just free agents just signing and teaming up. This is different.
Yeah. It won't be quite like if he and Kyrie had been by themselves and, Durant just let them and they won it. I'll give you or anyone else who says that, I'll give them that. So it won't, it may not prove, hey, Durant led his own squad or whatever, but this is different than Golden State. It won't be Golden State.
It'll
be
more
like, Rob? LeBron in Miami. Because just like in Miami, even though they had these three incredibly talented players, they hadn't played together. They hadn't won it. That team, Wade had won it years before with Shaq, but it was a totally different team. And so that's the difference. These guys have to come together. They have to learn how to play together. They don't have tremendous depth. So, yeah, they got great talent. But it's not like Durant's going to a team that had Harden and Kyrie. They won it last year. You know what I mean?
And he's just joining. 100%. So totally and you have an organization that's never won, Chris. It's totally different.
A new coach, an assistant, a head assistant coach who's, you know, obviously never won it, Mike D'Antoni. And, Rob, to most people, I think, they're not the favorites.
No, they're
not
the favorites.
You got people picking Philly in the East, Milwaukee, obviously one of the L.A. teams to beat them in the finals. So I think it is not the same as Golden State. And, yeah, it might not totally erase, you know, that monkey off Durant's back. And some people may still look at all the stacked teams. But this will be different than Golden State, and I think you have to give him major props. Because he'll probably, although I don't know, probably you can say he would be the finals MVP, but obviously Kyrie's going to have something to say about that, as will Harden. So it could be any of those guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project, start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Speaking of salty, John Gruden seems to be salty, and some think he's throwing his quarterback under the bus, Rob. Derek Carr reportedly on the trade block now, and Gruden is the one who hasn't gotten it done. Do you think, Rob, we've talked about this. When Gruden went to, after he won the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay with Tony Dungy's players, made the playoffs twice in the next 6 years, 0-3 in Las Vegas or Oakland, wherever, do you think he's using his man, Derek Carr, as a scapegoat?
I think he's always using other people. It's never about him. I don't even – the Chucky has gotten nothing but a pass, overpaid $100
million to a coach. Remember, $100
million contract. To a coach.
10 years?
Anybody else, right. 10 years, nobody gets that. I mean, guys who have won – Bill Belichick hadn't signed a 10-year contract. It's just, it's the most ridiculous, over-the-top – where some owner is infatuated with somebody and just decides that they like them, so they want to give them money. And that's really what it is, because it's not based on anything. That team was Tony Dungy's team. I get it. Tony Dungy couldn't get over the top. They made a change. I didn't even have a problem with Tampa making a change, because right. Tony Dungy should have won with that team. There's no right. doubt about
he
it, and he didn't
close.
Win. Yep, he got him close. He couldn't get him over. I remember when the Pistons got Larry Brown, right? They had a good team, Chris, a little thing, but it didn't seem like it was going to happen.
Yep.
Exactly. Rick wasn't ready yet. You know what I mean? He wound up winning a championship, but right. they won, and then they upgraded, and they got a guy who put them over the top. But anyway, I just, you know, there's a lot of issues with the Raiders. I just don't know if pointing the finger at Carr is all that's wrong with that team.
Rob, in 3 years, now we all remember the 10-year, $100 million contract. In 3 years in Oakland or Vegas now, not only has Gruden not made the playoffs, he hasn't had a winning season. In 3 years, he hasn't had the record that Jim Caldwell had in Detroit that got him fired. And I'm not trying to make it a racial thing. I'm just saying. Oakland expects more. The Raiders expect more. And now, after 3 years, they were .500 this season. And that was the best record yet under Gruden. So I'm with you. I do think that this is not – I mean, look, I get you wanting to move on from Derek Carr and try to get Deshaun Watson. I'm just saying Gruden has not lived up to that contract, and he's not lived up to his reputation that at least he had with the ownership – with the Raiders. Because remember, he got rid of Khalil Mack, too. Don't forget that when he got there. So, all right, Rob. Nick Saban, let's go to college football. Nick Saban, it's reported that Alabama, and we know, of course, they're coming off their championship. It's reported that Nick Saban is expected to have the greatest recruiting class, not only in the nation, okay? But, Rob G., am I wrong? It could be the best recruiting class ever at Alabama?
Yep. According to 24/7 Sports, which is a composite recruiting service, they already have signed, assuming everybody, you know, nobody flakes out the last minute, the highest rated recruiting class in in college football history.
And there basically, it's based off of like how many 4 or 5-star players, correct?
Right. Is that correct? Really? Yeah. So right. It is their ninth number one class in 11 seasons, and the total composite score, because you know 7 5-stars get more points, whatever.
Right.
325 points, which is 26 points higher than the number two.
My response to that is college football, as we know it, is dead. And. Mm. I don't even I look at it, if I'm a college football fan or I'm a Michigan fan or Ohio State or whatever school that you think you're in the mix for some national championship, just forget it. This is it's turned into the Alabama Invitational for the most part. You have
Alabama
Clemson
and
as
Clemson.
Well. Right, Clemson. So those two schools, they get all the players, all the kids want to go there, and the other schools have to fend for themselves. How can you get excited about college football? I'm serious. Like we know what's going to happen at the end. Somebody already told me how the movie's going to end year after year after year. It's great if you're an Alabama fan, if you're Nick Saban or you're Clemson. Yes, oh, this is great. Really? I thought Ohio State had a chance to beat them. And they got embarrassed. And now you're telling me they got the greatest class ever coming in on top of what they just had? What is that supposed to mean? Should they even play or should they just give them the trophy?
Let me ask you this, Rob. Is there any feeling, or should there be? Because I don't think there is. But do you think if, let's say, Alabama wins it next year, and I know they haven't won it every year, but Saban's got, what, seven now? Six or seven? I think seven. If they win it again, should it get to a point where they don't feel the challenge? You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like...
No, because you have
new
kids.
Not the players, but, Saban. Because he should feel like, they're getting new.
Because it's new all the time. You always got new people coming in. It would be one thing if this was the NFL in the 50s or 60s where you had the same squad, right? And you were, or the Yankees in the 50s when they went to the World Series 8 out of 10 years. And attendance went down. And people were like, okay, I've seen this. You know, like you lose something after a while. I always say it. We all love ice cream until we start working at the ice cream factory. Then all of a sudden, we don't want it as much as we did. That's where I'm at with college football. I don't know how anybody's looking forward to the fall and the start of college. Oh, my, we can't wait for the polls and who's going to be number one. And then we can't wait for the Final Four and when they pick the four schools that are going to be in the college
the
football
Alabama
playoff.
Invitational.
Exactly. Really?
Look, this college football season was tough. It was just so hard to follow. Games were getting postponed and canceled. And obviously, Ohio State only played five during the regular season. Basketball, I don't even know how in the world you can follow this basketball season. It's just, I don't know what's going on with it. I do agree with you that, I don't ever remember. Rob, it's 2-3 teams max. That's what it is. It's Alabama and Clemson and maybe Ohio State.
And we thought Ohio State had a shot. And look what happened.
Yeah. Right. It is just, it's odd because, and you got to credit Nick Saban. He's not doing anything wrong. But if I don't know. I mean, some of these kids, they're going to Alabama to sit on the bench for a year or two and then get their turn to play. But they're still getting those recruits. And at the end of the day, you got to say this. You got to say Ohio State, Michigan isn't really in this class, but we'll throw in Michigan. If you want to say Notre Dame, who had a resurgent year this year, Georgia, obviously LSU was down, but, they're in that class. Like, they got to step it up, Rob. I don't know if they can, but they've got to because it is becoming – to your point, it's hard to really get that excited about it other than who's going to win the conference, who's going to win the Big Ten. It's hard to get excited when you know it's going to be one of two teams winning the national championship for the most part.
I think it takes the thrill out. I really do. And if people want to go, I get it, Chris. There's nothing else to do on a Saturday. You live in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You know what I mean? I get it.
Right.
There's only... six home games or whatever it is, six or seven home games Saturdays that you can go out with some friends and have some beers or whatever and some hot dogs. I understand that. And people are still going to do it. It doesn't mean that people won't do it or won't show up or won't watch the games. But I'm just talking about the thrill. You don't always know who's going to win. And in most sports, even when you think you do, But this is really, really down to almost a given. And that's dangerous when you get to that level. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Every time they win means every time there's a great kid playing at some high school, they want to play at Alabama.
Apparently.
That's the problem.
Apparently,
they're not going to go like, oh, no, I'm the best quarterback in the country. And Alabama wants me, but I'm going to go to Michigan because Michigan hasn't won since the Louisiana Purchase. I want to be that guy to turn it around. No, they want to go play at Alabama and win.
Right, and what they're thinking is, I want to go where I can have the most eyeballs on me, the most attention, and get prepared for the NFL. And I see all these Alabama guys going to the NFL. That's where I want to go. And then, of course, they can win. So that's the thinking. And like I said, these other schools, you got to step it up.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.